Okay, so with the two dots on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Misaskin bohem ad sheyomedu. Some Rav Lazar afilu b'Shabbos, that not just Yantif, but Shabbos, which is a little bit more surprising, right? Zichron Trua, Rosh Hashanah Shechalios b'Shabbos, Gzeri the Rabba for the Bavli, just the Pasuk for the Yerushalmi. It's a little strange. I mean, there's no mitzvah on the day. Taninami hachim misaskin bohem ad sheyomedu afilu b'Shabbos, vein ma'akvin atinokos miditko b'Shabbos, vein sarach lomer b'Yantif. When Yantif, the only issue is that it's a chachma, it's not even a malacha. So hagufa kashem, right? Misaskin b'hanim al shidi olmeduva afilu b'shabes alma lechatchila arminon tiku, right? You could even tell them to do it, right? Train them, right? What better way to express, you know, the yom trua, the zichron trua? V'hadar tana im ma'akvin ikuva hodu lo ma'akvin lechatchila lo arminon tiku lo kashya. It says kan bekatan shigia lechinuch kan bekatan Shelo higia lechinuch. So Rashi explains, katan shigia lechinuch. Misaskin bahem sheyomadu v'kol shekein she'ein me'akvin. Right, the closer that they are, the Rabbeinu Chananel here quotes an age. He thinks it's like 10 or 11 years old. Right, they're getting close to the gil chiyuv of the mitzvah, and therefore we're not going to stand in the way. And on the contrary, you know, we'll encourage you know, them to learn how to blow the shofar for themselves. Now the Balei Tosfos completely disagree with this, right? So let's take a look. Tani Nami Hachim is asking him. Shnei Gersos Ksuvim Mitoch Perish Hakadosh Mashma Shekacha Yagersim is asking him. Madu Afilu B'Shabes Vein Ma'akvin Atinokos Mitko B'Shabes Vein Tzarech Lomer B'Yantif Hagufa Kasha Mad Mis Asking Atchiyom Madu Afilu B'Shabes Amal Lechatchila Amin Antiku V'Hadar Tani Ein Ma'akvin Ikuvehu D'Lo Ma'akvin Alechatchila Lo Amin An Zelu Tiku So Lo Kasha Kan Mekatan Shekiel Chinuch. Kan bekatan shelo igiel lechinuch, which is basically what we have in substance, with one or two words here and there. Perish bekuntra shegiel lechinuch misaskin bohen ad shiyom bedu vekol shekain shein beakvin. Dvar teimahu. Heyach yachol lomer bekatan shegiel lechinuch misaskin vafilu b'shabes only mitzvah sayom b'shofar. Ve'o, diga bekatan shelo igiel lechinuch ktani ein meakvin liko b'shabes alechil alo amai. Ha afilu begiel lechinuch shari disasik bo kedei shayom bedu. Right, so Tosfos has questions in both directions. He says, I don't understand. The katan shegiel lechinuch, you might want to educate him what Shabbos means. And if it's katan shelo igiel lechinuch, right, according to Rashi, where it's only a din b'di'eved, what are we so concerned about? So Mir Yishlomar, the perusho, the haylech hatchilo armin alehu tiku, hanu de'in sarach lomar lehem tiku, the lo mechayiv ulamdo. Fascinating, have a minute that you'd actually have a chiyuv to do this. Right, you come home from shul and you have to start training your children. Wow, what an amazing havam, you know. Kevin de lo higiel lechinuch, aval isur leka. V'nirli ipcha, right, this is the contribution of the Balei Tosfos. Dekatan shegiel lechinuch ein ma'akvin b'shabes, aval chatchil lo armin lutiku. Kevin dike isur de rabbanan. You'd want to teach them, you know, al pi ha'tara asher yaruchav, al mishpat asher yomru chosasa, lo sasar min adavar shegidu l'chaya min usmol. You'd want to teach them about gzera de rabba. It's of transcendent importance. It's not just, you know, shofar, but it's lulav and it's Megillah. Mikol makom lemechayiv lafrisho di lo Shabbos hayom mitzvahs hayom b'shofar. It's a very fascinating dialectic. On the one hand, in practice, there's no mitzvah shofar today, but it's still a zichron trua. You still know that deep down mitzvahs hayom b'shofar, right? And that's sort of a piece with which line in Tosfos earlier that, you know, even when it's Shabbos, we still need to find some outlet for shofar contra lulav. Remember this, Ilan? Go ahead. Yeah, right. So the element is so powerful, right? The Balei Tosfos knew that not all mitzvahs are created equal, and you know the idea of you know Rosh Hashanah as you know Ketei Shetala Zichronenu Lefanai Letova is a transcendent one. V'katan Shlo Yigia Lechinuch Misaskin Kolomar Shari Lisasek Avilu B'Shabes V'Lav Mishum Dvechayiv Lisasek etc. Just giving at the end of Tosfos, I just wanted to point out, you know, one thing that we know that generally speaking, you know, we're not allowed to, even if we're not obligated to be mafrish shakatan from a particular iser before they're at the gil chinuch, right? This is not something that we want to do biyadayim, whether it's Shabbos or nevelos, etc. So three lines in the bottom, Tosfos points out, katan ochel nevelos and based in mitzuvin lafrisho, mashri di sur derbanan amilo safino le biyadayim, right? They're not mitzuvin lafrisho, but they're still not allowed to, you know, encourage a katan to do it, and they think even if it was just an iser derabanan, you wouldn't want to do that. Mikol makom shor li'is asik bol disko afilu b'shabes kemen de zimnika mitzvah tiyas shofar V'lo dami l'shari surim. You can't really say that this is, you know, fundamentally an iser. And so we don't even, you know, classify it as a typical iser derabanan. So again, I think Tosos l'shitasam, who see shofar on Shabbos as something that finds different outlets, whether it's in the mikdash, makom sheish bo bezdin, and here with ketanim as well. Very striking pattern in Tosos. Okay. Back to the Gemara, Miss Asik lo yatsa, tokele shir yatsa, person who wants to play musical notes. Remember, there's a little bit of a discussion in Rashi and Tosfos before about what exactly Miss Asik was, right? Navach nivuche, we saw that lashon in Rasha. Ben Rashi had tokele shir yatsa, then Messiah the Rabba, then Rabba tokele shir yatsa. So the Gemara says, well, I don't know if it's such a raya, Dilma tokele shir, nami Miss Asik karile. Maybe in the language of the Mishnah, that's also a form of misasik, right? You're doing it for musical pleasure, and you have no kavana l'shem mitzvah. Maybe that's part of the definition of misasik, right? That even though you have kavana l'maisa, you don't have kavana l'mitzvah. Hashomer min misasik l'yatzah, but hashomer min hashmiya l'atzmo mai. So the Gemara says yatzah. So le'im mitiavi tiyot to the Reb Zeira. The Amar Reb Zeira l'shamei, Reb Zeira specifically required kavani chavein v'taka l'idilma. Gemara responds, I did the tanaration misasik, tanaseifa nami Misasik. So, you know, Rabbeinu Chanan al-Paskins, based on this Gemara, is that indeed we're still holding the line that you do need Kavanas HaShomea and Kavanas HaMashmia. So the way that we'll handle this next section of the Gemara, which runs pretty much down to the, you know, three quarters point in Lamed Aleph, is that we'll, you know, first learn the Gemara well, and then circle back to the very lengthy Tosas here, where Tosas develops a lot of the ideas that contributed to our sense of the way Tkiyah Shofar is done, halachal ma'isar. Seder Tkiyos, shalosh, right? Malchios, zechronos, and shofar, shal, shalosh, shalosh, pshuta lefanea, pshuta lacharea. Shior Tkiyah, keshalosh, truos. We're going to have to define what that is. Shior trua, keshalosh, yivavos. So if you're doing the math here, a Tkiyah would be 9 yivavos. Okay, so Rashi says, what is a yivava? Shalosh kolos be'alma kolshu, right? Short little sound, kolos be'kolshu. Much more on this in the Gemara to follow. Taka b'rishanu mashach b'shniya k'shtayimim b'yadu ala achas, right? Remember that principle we've seen twice before. The Gemara says, psuke tkios anano paskinan, we don't separate tkios. Mi shavirech v'achakach tisman alo shofar, tokeh maria v'tokeh shalosh pa'amim. Minimum, you have to do 9 kolos and the raisa level. We'll get to that. Kishem shliach tzibur chayev, kach kol yachid v'yachid chayev, and we lomer shliach tzibur moti es harabim midei chovasan. That we discussed in the context of Yovel as well. Ta'aviru shofar bechol artzichem. So v'atan yishir tkiya kitrua, not kishalos trua. So rabbi, tana didan, kachashir tkiya dechulu bavi, utruos dechulu bavi. Right? If you add up everything, tana bira. Right, this other tradition that the Gemara quotes of the Braisa, Kachashiv Chad Bava Vesulau, that we're only talking about the Trua of a particular unit. So the Bali Tosas are going to pick up on that and say, well, clearly then, depending whether you're doing Ishvarim or Trua or Ishvarim Trua, so the Tkiya should match that, but there's no Machokas here at all. So Shira Trua Kishalosh Yivavo, Satanya Shira Trua Kishlosha Shvarim, Amarabaye Bahavade Pligi. So this is a dispute. Yichsev yom trua yelachem. The only question is, what in the world is a trua? And we're targeting it on yom yevava yehei lachon. Yichsev be'imei desisra. We noted the universal character of Rosh Hashanah. We talked about that in the context, as you'll recall, of zichronos of poranos da'akum. Right? Not so obvious. Yom trua yelachem. We're targeting it on yom yevava yehei lachon. Yichsev be'imei desisra. Ba'arach halon yishkafa. Utiyabev im sifsra, mar savar ginuche ganach, mar savar yilule yalil. Right? So there's a difference between the way that we think about these different sounds of pain and suffering. So Rashi says, Adam agoneach mi libo, kederach hacholim shamarichin begini chosehen, right? It's a little bit longer. Yilule yalil, ke adam habocha. U mikonein kolos katsarim smuchim zelaza, person who's crying hysterically, right, and not wailing. So yeah, I'd say ginuche ganach shavarim really translates to wailing, and you know trua yule yalil is really to crying, almost crying in hysterics. Certainly the theme is one of you know ema and yirava fachad velo simcha yisera. That's to be sure. So tana rabbanim inayin shebishofar. Tamalom Rav Yavarta Shofar Trua. This is from the Yovel. Im Yovel of the Yovel. Rosh Hashanah Minayin. Tamalom Rav Chodesh Hashvi. Shein La Tamalom Rav Chodesh Hashvi. We knew when Yom Kippur was. So why does the Pasuk in Behar have to say Rav Chodesh Hashvi? So Rav Heke, Shema Tamalom Rav Chodesh Hashvi. She you call Trua Shal Chodesh Hashvi Zeh Kazeh. Minayin Shepshuta Levanel. Tamalom Rav Yavarta Shofar Trua. Minayin Shepshuta Lecharel. Tamalom Rav Taviru Shofar. Ve'in Yovel of the Yovel. Rosh Hashanah Minayin. Tamalom Rav Chodesh Hashvi. Shein Tamadomer b'chodesh hashvi. Why does the pasuk, once it says b'yom ha-kipurim, it didn't need to say, right, b'asor l'chodesh hashvi'i, Tamadomer b'chodesh hashvi, ma Tamadomer b'chodesh hashvi, sheyu kol truos ha-chodesh hashvi, zeh kazeh. Minayin l'shalosh shal shalosh shalosh, so why three times? Tamadomer b'har v'var t'shover trua, emor shabasan zichron trua, pinchas yom trua yelachem. Minayin l'itenes ha-amor shal zeh ba-zeh v'shal zeh ba-zeh, Tamadomer shvi'i, Shvi'i l'gzeira shava. All of a sudden, we switch from a hekesh to gzeira shava. Ketzad shalosh shehein teisha. Gemara is going to pick up on this in just a moment. Shir tzkia kitrua. That's what we saw before, right? That the tzkia for any particular bava, tzkia, trua, tzkia, this should be the length of the trua. Shir trua kishlosha shvarim, as we had seen previously. So haitana meikara maisi labakesha v'hashta maisi labakzeira shava. So hachi kamar ilav gzeira shava hava maisin ilav be'akeisha hash tadasi gzeira shava hekeisha lo tzarech. Gzeira shava is one of the yud gimel midos. It's based on the Kabbalah lachol Moshe Misinai. So that's a stronger element. A hekesh, right, is not necessarily as strong an element. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi picks up on this point. He says ilo nemar gzeira shava zol Moshe Misinai laduna haisi mevi akol be'akeisha kilomar me atzmo. Right, not quite a svara, but based on a textual parallel, sort of utilizing our svara, but better to use, you know, a tradition, a gzeira shava would be the more powerful element. Okay, so hai tana maisi lab gzeira shava mi midbar. So these are different gzeira shava. The tanya utkatim trua. This is in the context of the nesiyas hamachanos. Tzkiya bifnei atzma utrua bifnei atzma. Atomer tzkiya bifnei atzma utrua bifnei atzma. Eno tzkiya utrua achasi. Shehu Omer of Hakila Sakahal Tiskeu Velo Sariu, right? Last week's parasha. Have you Omer Tikiya Bifnei Atzma Utrua Bifnei Atzma? Minay Shepshuta Lefaneha. How do I know that this Trua is going to be preceded by Tikiya? Utikatim Trua. Minay Shepshuta Lachara Tamadomar Trua Yiskeu Lemasehem. Okay, so Rabbi Shmuel Benosher Rabbi Yochanan Ben Rokin Omer in Utsarech Omer. Utkatem trua shenis. This is the Degel Machane Ruvain. Shein Tamalomer Shenis, Matamalomer Shenis, Zebana Av, Shekol Makom, Shenemar Trua, Teitkia Shnia La. In the Elba Midbar, Rosh Hashanah Minayin, Tamalomer Trua, Trua Lagzera Shava. Vishalos Truas Nemrub Rosh Hashanah, Shabasan Zichron Trua, Gen Emor, Yom Trua, Pinchas, Viavarta Shofar Trua, Ushteit Kios, Lachalachas Vachas, Matil Lamedim, Shalosh truos v'sheish tkios. That's how you have nine kolos mida raisa. Okay, so I just wanted to develop one idea and then go a little bit further in the Gemara and then circle back to the massive Tosfos. So, you know, if you're thinking it through, whether you learn shofar from Yovel or the chatzotros, I think, is a world of difference. Anybody have any thoughts about that? Well, let's start with Yovel. We've talked a lot about this idea. It's one of the themes of the Masechta, in my opinion. Yovel is all about, and as the Rambam says, it's not a mitzvah shmiya, it's a mitzvah stakiya, it's a hachraza, it's a drawer. Whatever you think in the three-way machokes tanoim, what the dominant element of Yovel is, about extraction, renewal, regenerating society, it's the drawer. And there's something triumphant and, you know, jubilant about it. It's the resetting of the parameters of society. Ad olam. It's literally a new world. The chatzotzos of the midbar, of course, right, bespeak a very different theme. Especially in light of the chisavon, melchama biartzachem, alatzar, tzavir oschem, ariosem, v'chatzotzos. By the way, that's the pasuk that the Ramban cites in Parshas Emor, Shabbaso zichron trua. We've spent time speaking about this, right? The Ramban says, "Oh, zichron trua, just like when iskartim b'fnei Hashem elokecha, min yoshatim moivecha." That's really what it's about. So the same machlokas that we had, what's the optimal chefta shel shofar, right? Kafa for pashut, the reality is that that's already well established in terms of what you believe the source of pshuta lefana, pshuta l'achara really is all about. How do we know that we're using the proper scheme? So I think Yovel and Chatzotros are really very different in terms of the makor. And that's, you know, one of the most important techniques that we use in terms of developing our lamdos is going to the makor of something. So you see that there's a running conflict throughout, you know, Rosh Hashanah. On the one hand, you know, you may yira tshuva v'fachad. On the other hand, you know, al tisablu v'al tiatzvu, chedvas Hashem ima'uschan. Right, the theme of Malchios, is it based on the idea of Bria Sa'olam? Is it based on the idea of Kabbalah Satorah? Is it based on the idea of Shevach? How much of this is, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Minateach Etzchem Ba'din, the Minag of Tainis on Rosh Hashanah, versus, you know, a more typical Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem? All of it is in play, right? Rosh Hashanah really has a dialectical, you know, element to it, and different, you know, Gaonim and Rishonim are going to emphasize different, you know, different elements. Okay. So Nimtze Amatzino Lemedin Shalosh Truos V'Sheish Tkios Nemru Rosh Hashanah Shnayim Midivrei Torah Achas Midivrei Sofrim Shabbos Zichron Truah. So the Emor V'Avarta Shofar Truah and Behar Midivrei Torah Yom Truah Yelacham L'Talmud Ahuba. That's the Divrei Sofrim because it's really used for a different drasha. Rabbi Shulbar Nachmani Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Achas midiveritorah, shtai midiveritorah, v'avarta shofar truah, that's the veritorah, shabbasan zichron truah, and yom tri yelechem, l'talmuda huba. So the only one that's actually the veritorah is the one, ironically, in the context of Yovel. So, my l'talmuda huba, what are the drashos? Mibayi bayom v'lo balayla. Okay, so that's yom truah, that takes care of Pinchas. V'idach v'yom v'lo balayla, minalei nafkalei mibayom ha-kipurim. Wow, amazing, we exported from Yovel. Ime Yom HaKippurim Yalif, so Nigmar Nami Minei the Pshut Lavana Pshut L'Achareha. So V'Avarta Taviru L'Mashmahu. He didn't think that the Havara, the Kol Havara, the Kol Pshuta was such a good diuk. So Elamai Darshi Behu V'Avarta K'Derev Masna, the Rav Masna V'Avarta Derech Havarasa. Remember we saw that before, that it has to be natural. And that was another motif of the Masach. This is very good. Chazara. Right? Who remembers what the other din of, you know, that it has to be TV, that you're not allowed to flip around, it'd be marchiv es akatzer, mikatzer es arachav. So what was the other din where he said, the natural is fine? Who remembers? He said, anything which is natural is fine, it's only if it's been manipulated or punctured that you start to have problems, but can't leave the masachta without reviewing this line. Kola kolos ksheros bashofar. I pointed out at the time that anything which is, you know, karav adonai l'chol karav l'chol asher yikra uhu be'emes, low pitch, high pitch, right? The only issue was if there was a nekev and it was ma'ake v'sakol, and we had a debate, what does ma'ake v'sakol mean? Remember Tosos, kodem stima, la'achar stima. Okay. I'm going to bring you guys back in for miluim, as I said, I threatened that already. Okay, so you know, make sure that the skills don't mean. Okay. So it says Vavarta Derech Havaraso. So Taviru the Kavar Achmana Nabre Biyad. Amazing. So I would have thought that Taviru means that you have to literally be Ma'avir Bayad. If you see Rashi says Vilav, the other Kasilo Mishtameir Taviru Lashon Tkiya. It's astonishing. So you'd be Ma'avir Bayad, you carry the shofar around. So Tosos tries to modify that a little bit. It says Nabre Biyad Pirish Yochazenu Biyada Vitaka Veloshen Yuchanu Agabi Shem Davar Vitaka. It says maybe it's not that extreme that you'd actually have a havam, you know, that you're going to carry this thing around in your hands, you know, and that's the mitzvah of the day to, you know, sort of carry the shofar around. He says Pirish Hakuntras Ikar. At the end of the day, Perish HaKuntras is actually the correct Perush, even though he wants to make a suggestion that the Baal Tokeya, what it means that when you blow the shofar, you have to be holding in your hand, that you shouldn't have some kind of a fancy shofar holder. Imagine like somebody would develop this technology of like, oh, I've got this really super fancy shofar holder here that, you know, you don't have to even use your hands. And, you know, like, I don't know, some crane comes out of the ceiling of the shul, you know, it's all mechanical, so it's no yantif issues, right? And, It's like, I don't know. There used to be this show when I was a kid, Inspector Gadget. So anyway, you actually have to hold it in your hand. V'idach Rav Masna b'dishani b'dibure taviru b'yad lo matzis amr the gemara of avara avara mimoshe k'siv hacha v'avarta shofar tura k'siv hasam v'itzav moshe v'aviru kol b'machane malahalin b'kol. Said, stop bringing avkan b'kol. I happen to like this very much because once again, it takes shofar and puts it back within the context of the Mishkan. You guys know why I like that so much. Kibifnim dami, right? The havamina that who would be pturim from shofar. I'm just trying to get in all the chazar that I can. Which class of people did we say based on last week's parsha? Eitan?
The Kohanim,
right. Did you think about it when you heard the parsha this Shabbos? Right? Fnei Aaron HaKohanim. So they're the ones that are token b'chatzotros. So they're oskin b'chol Hashana. They're actually pater from shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And the mikdash connection is so strong. So here again, this is in the context of the Truma Samishkan by Aviru Kol b'machane malhalan b'kol afkan b'kol. Ha'itana d'maisin l'mi midbar malhalan chatzotros afkan chatzotros im kvar is kvar. Right? If you're going to learn the whole thing b'chatzotros. So, as you'd say, It's time for choosing. It's a Sha'a Goralit. Why not, use the Chatzotros themselves? Tal Tamalomar, Tikku, Bachode Shofar, Bakesel, Yom Chagenu, Kichok, Yisrael, Hu, Mishpad, Elohe Yaakov, Tikku, Bachode Shofar, Ezu Chag, Shachodesh Miskasebo, Heavy Omer, Zerash Hashanah, Vekamar, Rachmana, Shofar. Now, again, Rachmana is a little bit of a strong term here. Actually, Rachmana, but at least in Sefer Tehillim. I think I already showed you guys that the chashivos of Sefer Tehillim to the holiday of Rosh Hashanah. Anybody remember the context of that diok? Zev, go ahead.
When it says from Ksuvim, the Ranan puts it as Tehillim.
Right, as if there were no other books in Ksuvim. Right, because Sefer Tehillim, which captures really the essence of Malchios. It's the Melech's Ni'im Zmiros Yisrael, but it's the words of the Melech, right? The David Mizmor is how we start the liturgy of Rosh Hashanah, basically. Lamnatzeach Libnei Korach Mizmor, the Psukim are always Psukim from Sefer Tehillim, from the Ksuvim. It's a very powerful idea that our Malchios are enhanced by, David HaMelech. Okay, so now we come to the critical Tosfos, and, you have here so many of the different perspectives that animate, the different minhagim that we develop. And God willing, tomorrow when we finish up with Rabbi Avo and the different understandings of Rabbi Avo, Rav Haigon and the Rambam and the Rosh, so that'll complete the picture. So Pirish Bekutra Shlosha Kolos Ba'alma Kolshu, as we said, Ulekamen Amin and Deiskin Rabbi Avo Bekesari Kashrak Kashak Karak, what we call Tashrat, essentially, Shvarim Trua and Shvarim and then Trua Mishum de Misupak, right? Tosfos is treating it as an actual suffix. The Trua the Kra, Itrua Mamish Mashanu Koin Trua Dehu Yulula Yalal O Shvarim Digunu Cheganech O Shvarim Butrua Shnehem Tzarech Trua the Dilma Ginu Cheganech VeYulula Yalal. Right, the big question that everybody's going to want to deal with is why isn't there a tkia, trua, shvarim, tkia, that we'll speak about a little bit more tomorrow. V'tzarech lizare b'shvarim, sholei yemarech al kol echad v'echad b'fnei atzmo, kishlosh yivamo, shoshosh kolos kolshu, dim kei, nas et tkia, right? Every shvarim is actually at risk for turning in to a tkia. V'lo shvarim. And the hashir tkia tit kitrua, as we said, a tkia is the equivalent of a trua of that bava. And we said that a trua is v'shir trua kishlosha yivavos. So its kia is the same as a trua. So its kia should be shlosha yivavos. So if you would make a yivava, right, Ilan, if you would make the shvarim longer, so all of a sudden, it's not a shvarim, it's a tkia. They have a real problem. Possibly at a daraisa level, according to Tosfos. Because Tosfos is saying that it's actually a he used the language before. I'll go back over the line and you'll immediately pick up on it. Mishum de misupak bitrua de kra. Tosfos is projecting the idea that it's actually a
Eitan? Suffix.
Right, so as opposed to what we'll develop the idea tomorrow, right, the Rav Haigon and getting everybody on the same page, and my own little pshat in that idea, right, Vayiv Yishu and Melech, B'Yisaseif Rosh Hayam, Yachad Shivtei Yisrael, there's a Din Prati, and Malchios, because you have to be Miyached Asa'am, right, it's actually a Safek. So if it's actually a Safek, you better be really careful, because presumably it's Safek D'Oraisa. V'nira, Shechayiv Adam Laharich Batia Shal Kashrak Yoser Mishal Kashak Uvishal Kashak Yoser Mishal Karak Dashir Tkia Ketrua Vikashrak Anu Osim Mishum Sveka Diginuche Vigalil Nimsha Shetzarech Laharich Batkia Shal Kashrak Kashir Shloshishvarim Vigimli Vavos Uvitkia Shal Kashak Kashir Shloshishvarim Davina and Kashak Mishum Sveka. Again, this is emphasizing the point. This is legitimate topic here. Diginuche Ganach Uvitkia Shal Karak when it's Kia Trua Tkia. Kishir Trua Shehu Yilule Yalil. This is an amazing idea, right? He says, well, wait a second. If the Gemara said that the Kiyah should be exactly as long of the Trua of that Bava, so that means that the Baal Tokeya has to be really skilled because his Kiyos should be modified based on what Trua you're doing on the basis of the Safik. So are you doing Shvarim? Are you doing Trua? Are you doing Shvarim Trua? Or are you doing Shvarim Trua? But the Tkia Ketrua, Tosis is saying, the Tkia should be modified to be the length of whatever the Shvarim is. That's what the Gemara says explicitly, right? Shior Tkia Ketrua. So that's a very powerful idea. Mihu, Imarich V'chol HaTkios Ketkios Kashrak Ein Lachosh, could be a little bit longer. You can't be mekatzer, but it can be longer. Right. The point is, you only get credit for one, but you still get credit for one. So just like Rabbeinu Chanan quotes this as well, just like we don't just limit ourselves to nine, even though that would be the natural thing to do, right? The fact is that you could go longer in the Shvarim. So there are plenty of shuls, right? How many of you guys have a shul where they do, some of them they do three Shvarim, some they do the five Shvarim, right? Okay. So the Baal Yitosas say it's fine. The only thing, again, that the Baal Yitosas would be makbid on is that if you're doing five Shvarim, which should be longer? You do 5 Shvarim, you could do 8 Shvarim, you could do 12 Shvarim. But what's the important thing to keep in mind? That if you elongate the Shvarim, then what by definition has to be elongated? Ilan? Right. How do we know? What's the basis of that idea in Tosos?
They're equal,
I think. Right, the Braisa says, Beferush, Shior Tkia Ketrua. We just don't know what the Trua is for Tosos. We're really Mesopak. So maybe the Trua is 8 Shvarim. Maybe it's 9 Truos. Maybe it's Shvarim Trua, right? So you just have to make sure that you're not Mekatzer. Would you go longer with the Tkia? By all means. Somebody bring me the ultimate Raya that a Pshuta Lefana, a Pshuta Lachara could be really long. What do we have today? 8:10. There it is. V'riva v'ari ben Rav Rabbeinu Meir meforshim v'yivava yishalosh kochos shol kol shehu nimseis trua tesha kochos. And this is what we all learned, you know, in first grade. V'shir tkia kachi feirusha me'lochosh imarech tzas v'shvarim v'tzarech limshav chotkia shol kashrak v'feirusha m'kishir shlosh v'shvarim v'tesha kochos. So you have this fundamental equation, which is the controlling part of the halacha of shir tkiya ketrua. Rabbeinu Chanan will pirish kipirish of kontris. The achshav noag in litkoa bi yeshiva liachar kriyas haTorah shloshim kolos. This is our practice of this very day. Okay, so we do kashrak, what we call tashrat. 3 times, and we do, right, so that's already 12 kolos, and then we do 3 times Tashat, Tkiyah Shvarim Trua, Tkiyah Shvarim Tkiyah, excuse me, so that's another 9, so that gets you to 21, and then another 9 kolos to make 30 of Tarat. Uvitzfila, the Tkiyah Tamuma, token of Malchios Kashrak, Vazichronos Kashak, Vashofaros Karak, that is what we do. And the Balei Tosfos immediately note the difficulty. From Sugya de Chula Pirkin, Hala Yirayu Litkoa Bishas Tfila, Malchios Kashrak, Kashak, Karak, Vechina Zichronus, Vechina Shofaros. Ola Achar Tfila Kulu, Avokodem Tfila Lo. Avokodem Tfila Oshkachin, Itan Mishabirach, Vacharkach, Nisman Lo Shofar, Alashkachin, Perakam, Leel, Amatokin, Marine, Chen Yoshin, Token Marine, Chen Omdim, Gil Arbi, Visasatan, Vahainu Kidavdina. Miu lechora nir litkoa betfila kemochen al malchios zichronos v'shofaros kashrak kashak karak akol chad v'chad kedei latzeis mi safek de Rebbe Avo. If it's really a safek and you need to be tokeya, right, the malchios, remember the line of Rabbi Kiva to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, what was his line? Im eno tokeya le malchios lama hu maskir lama hu maskir. So, and we really have a legitimate safek, right? The Rambam encounters the same problem. And you really have a legitimate safek about what the trua is. Is it a trua? Is it a shvarim? Is it a shvarim trua? And you want to be yotze, the tkios of malchios, you should have to at least do all three. So why not do, in the context of malchios, do tkiya shvarim trua tkiya, then do tkiya shvarim tkiya, then do tkiya trua tkiya. Why would you possibly risk not having a proper round of tkiyos for malchios? And the same for zichronos and shofaros. Uvarach perush hayu osin kain. Shapirish berach erach. Dahalin de machmir v'avdin shloshin kidiyasvin, or shloshin belachash, or shloshin ala seder, kenegin mea pios, depaya imi de sisra, v'ilin asara, inin kshagonrin kol atfila, right, I guess kaddish or whatever it was, kol tkiya de ichidai, mitboi le mehavi asara, tashra, tasha, tarat, ve mea, v'alminag shalanu hayat mea rabbeinu tam. Rabbeinu tam also didn't understand it. De tashra shamalchios, v'tashat, Zichronis v'tarat to shofaros sosrin zezah di ganach v'yalo kulo ba'i the me'avit tashrat v'ganach chachur kulo ba'i the me'avit tashat v'yalo and if it's just the trua kulo tarat v'hinig v'tamim komenu v'tkara gama zichronis v'shofaros tashrat gemo b'malchios d'hash t'nafik mikol sveiki v'lekaf ela hefzik. So Rabbeinu Tam said, in the context of all of them, Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofaros, so Malchus, you already do it, but Zichronos and Shofaros, so Rabbeinu Tam said, I want you to do at least one round of Tashrat. Why? Because that'll cover everything. The worst thing that can happen is that there's a Shvarim Ritua that's mafsik between the Pshut Lepana, Pshut Achara. But the hafsik isn't so bad. V'achisagi shalosh l'shanos ha-minag b'yos, so d'arminal and shamateish of b'teisha shalos b'yom yatsa. So just like you could have a hefsek of Tesha Shos Bayom, he thinks that a hefsek of having a Shvarim Ritua in one direction wouldn't be so bad. Obviously, a person could be Mechalik, but Rabbeinu Tam thought that was good enough. So he says, V'nira sheish k'tasli tein tam ala minag shalanu. So how do we justify what we're doing to this very day of Tashrat, and then Tashat, and then Tarat? Sabu lo kemandam v'samach, achaz midirei Torah, shtay midirei sofrim. Mekevan shasiv yeshiva, really, if two of them are derabanan, or even one of them, yeah, if two of them are derabanan, so really you only need three. So to go and, you know, do everything twice, meaning first the kiyos to Musha, then the kiyos to Muma, you know, it's a little much. We were machmer once, and tkiyos to Musha, we don't need to do everything again, and tkiyos Umad. By the way, that is substantively what the Rambam suggests as well. The Rambam says you don't have to be matriach letzibor all over again because you already did the tkiyos demyushav. Remember, that was one of the rayas that they brought, but the Rambam thinks that the tkiyos demyushav and tkiyos demumad are fundamentally integrated. Remember, the Rambam moves the ashray and the hachnasa sefer Torah. Right? The Rambam does many things to connect the tkiyos demyushav and tkiyos demumad. The Rambam says lechatchila, right, it should be the same baal tokeya. Because otherwise, how does it help that you did all the sveikos and tkios to miyushav? Last year, towards the beginning of the year, another suggestion that I made, and Tosos goes on from here, but basically this is the essence of Tosos, I made a different suggestion as well, which is that maybe part of the reason that we could be makil and the tkios to me'umad, makil, so to speak, and, you know, do tashrat for malchios and tashat for zichronos and tarat for shofaros is because the tkios to me'umad have a different function. That even if we're a little bit misupak as to what, even if you take Rabbi Bo's suffix all the way, right, like, well, what's really the point of the tkios to me'umad? So based on Rabbi Akiva, you know, and the Gemara, Bameh B'Shofar, I tried to make the argument that when it comes to the Tekios to Me'umad, what we're trying to do is to be Ma'ale our Tfilos, Bameh B'Shofar. So as long as you're dealing with a Kol Shofar, you can understand why, if you have a legitimate interpretation of what it might be, even if we're legitimately Misupak, is this the proper Trua? Even if you go in that direction, it will be more Machmir in the Tekios to Me'ushav than we will be in the Tekios to Me'umad. Because the entire point of the tkios de me'umad is simply to be ma'ale the tfilos. So what do you need for that? You need a kol shofar. Now the tzura that we use is still the same tzura. Pshut lefana, pshut l'achara. But we're not going to go crazy, you know, about doing 30 kolos of malchios and 30 kolos of shofaros and 30 kolos of, you know, zichronos. That would be overkill, because the whole point is to be ma'ala zichroneinu letova bameh b'shofar. So it's a very different function. The tkios de miyushav are the kolos, and the tkios de me'umad, you know, are the tfilos. And it's the capacity of the shofar, you know, alo alokim bistrua, Hashem bekol shofar, ashrei ha'am yodei trua, Hashem bor panachi aleichun, that we're being ma'ala our tfilos through the mechanism or through the medium of the shofar. That's the way that I prefer to say over this idea that will be quote-unquote makel in what you might imagine, like the Rambam and the Balei Tosfos project is a legitimate suffix, daraisa, but will be makel with the tkios de me'umad. It's not just because you already did it in the tkios de me'ushav, but it's because there's a fundamental difference between the point of the tkios de me'ushav, which is really the kol shofar, and the tkios de me'umad, which is about being ma'ala the tfilo. So that's why in our shul, for the Shvarim Trua, we actually make a modification. I think I've told you this in the past. Between the Tkios de Miyushav and the Tkios de Me'umad. The Tkios de Miyushav, right, we're very, very careful to make sure that it's the actual kolos. So it's Shvarim Trua. Right? But when it comes to being Ma'ala, the Tfilos, which have more of the Bechi to them, right, it's the Genuche Ganach Yilule Yalil. It's the Shvarim straight into the Trua. Right, we want that kol of a kol bechi. So many people, you know, have that minog, and that's how we do it also. So I, as the, you know, matkia, you know, I always, you know, make a point just to tip off the Baal Tokeya. So, you know, you call it out as Shvarim Trua, right, for the Tkios de Me'umad, but Shvarim Trua for the tkios de miyushav, because you're actually focused a little bit more there on the kol, as opposed to the tfila, to be ma'ala. So that's something you guys should look out for as well. So again, what the Balei Tosfos are projecting is what I call the purest suffik Rabbi Avo approach, but with a modification that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, who was machmir, that you should have tashrat in all of the, you know, bavos, hein le'inyin malchios, hein le'inyin zichronos, hein le'inyin shofaros, you still didn't have to go to town and have 30 kolos each time. And I think the reason is, not just because you already did the tkios de miyushav, but because bameh b'shofar, you want to be ma'ala the malchios, you want to be ma'ala the zichronos, and the shofaros as well. But bameh b'shofar, as long as you're dealing with the kol shofar, we can be reasonably confident, to be sure, you know, the fact that we did tkios de miyushav helps, but I think it's a reflection of the different tilos. Okay. So again, we talked a little bit about the notion that the Balei Tosfos have throughout the Masechta that Shofar B'Shabbos finds different outlets, Mikdash, Makom Sheish Bo Bezdin Kavua, Ketanim, right? Because that idea that it's not the same as Lulav, it's just too important. So we saw another iteration of that. We talked about the Makor being very influential, whether it's Chatzotros on the one hand, right, which I think is sort of the crisis imagery, V'chisavol melchama b'yartzachan, as opposed to the Yovel imagery of liberation, of Dror, V'shavta mishalach huzaso mishal mishbachto tashuvu, right, the idea of, you know, regeneration and renewal. That's part of the big discussion here. We already touched now, starting on the quote-unquote suffix of Rabbi Avohu, how much of a suffix is it really? I think very fascinating idea. The differences between the Tkiyos Demiyushev and the Tkiyos Demumad, as much as they're integrated like the Rambam, you know, really worked very hard to integrate them, but at the same time, you know, having a very different function to them. The capacity to be ma'arich in the Tkiyos, but they shouldn't be any shorter than whatever your local trua is in that bava. You can do as many shvarim as you want to do, right? It doesn't have to be mduyak, but just have to make sure to elongate the tkios for those purposes. This is all part of the discussion in the Balei HaTosfos as well. Okay, so God willing, tomorrow, I think I moved up the time a little bit.